Welcome to Engender Love. I'm your host, Dr. Shannon Ponce. Join me as we discuss all things gender so you can better connect with those around you. So let's get started as we engender love.
I'm excited to share with you a great opportunity that I'm offering. But before I do that, I want to give a little bit of background here, a little bit of my own journey. I know I talked about it in the first episode, but I'm going to talk a little bit more about it here. And if you remember, I had a loved one come to me and let me know about their true selves. And I feel very honored to have been part of that journey. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity that I was given by that trust to learn and to help navigate the healthcare system. And so when I was given that privilege to be a part of this amazing person's journey, I started doing as much research as I could. And what that research led me to, and what I mean by research, I went to a ton of webinars, conferences, meetings. I read everything I could get my hands on. I joined groups. And one thing that I learned was the importance of language. I realized that I didn't truly understand what gender was. I didn't distinguish between someone's identity and someone's expression. And so as I started my learning, I realized what I didn't know, but I also found that I began to understand gender more and more by learning why certain words are used, why other words aren't used, that certain phrases aren't used because of how they don't honor gender. And I was fortunate enough that I made a good friend who is the director of a national transgender advocacy group. And I made this friend, and he was always willing and very patient. I have quite a few friends, actually, that were willing and patient to talk to me about why some people would not use certain terms. And I began to realize that understanding why people didn't like certain terms, why it wasn't okay to say things certain ways, certain phrases, that it increased my understanding of gender. My understanding of gender today is because of the why, because of not just memorizing a bunch of words to say, but understanding why we say it, why we don't say other things, really enhanced my understanding of gender. And so that's why I started creating my courses. I am going to start releasing courses at the beginning of April to help people understand gender. And the very first one I give is going to be Gender 101. Gender 101 is a list of words, what they mean, to help people understand gender better. But not just that, I'm also going to talk about commonly used phrases that don't respect or honor gender, why we don't say those things, like why they are misrepresentative of gender, and what phrases we do use and why. Again, that why is so critical to beginning to understand gender. I also will go through kind of a history of terms, why terminology has changed, why certain phrases and words have been abandoned, again, to better understand gender. This is not a memorization class. It is an understanding, a comprehensive class. And then the final thing that will be in there is kind of some tips on how to know what language to use, what terms to use. And so the reason I do this class is the same reason I do it at the beginning of every talk I ever give, a little vocabulary, maybe not as extensive as this will be, but it depends who I'm talking to, what I'm talking about. I always start with some vocabulary to make sure we're on the same page in what I say, as well as to help gain understanding of gender. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Along this journey, I've made mistakes. I've said things that people are like, nope, don't say that. And it's been okay for me. It's not a problem. I'm not going to lie. It doesn't feel great. I don't want to offend or upset anyone. And I take responsibility for it. I did mess up. And I make sure I learn why. Why did I say that? Why was it not okay to say? And I have grown from that. And all that learning, all that growing is at your benefit. Because by taking the course, you don't have to do the reading if you don't want to. You are getting all my reading, all my conferences, all my webinars, all poured into my courses so that you have it all in one place. One of my biggest motivators to create these courses is because I get the great opportunity of meeting so many people that either are really curious about gender, they have questions that they're often afraid to ask and they feel comfortable asking me. And for some people, they want to be more gender inclusive, whether in their business, in their the whatever service they provide or with their families or in so many ways. But they have questions that they want to ask, but they're afraid to ask because they feel like they're going to be seen as unaccepting or ignorant or not knowledgeable or not supportive. And so that's why I provide that space for people. So not only will I sell my courses, with every course that a person gets, or if they purchase a course pass, which is a 3-month pass to go through any of the courses I sell. And my courses are all on video. You pace yourself through them. But with every course or course pass, you get office hours. Office hours are 1-hour meeting twice a month to get a chance to meet with me, to ask any question that you want to ask. And it's done in a safe environment where you don't have to worry about anyone judging you for being unaccepting. You come with respect and curiosity, and your questions will get answered. And I do this because I see so many times well-intentioned people that want to be inclusive but so afraid to ask their questions that are going to help them grow and be able to show up the way they want to even better. I also meet people that their goal might not be to be more gender inclusive, but they want to understand more. They're not quite there yet, but they want to understand more. They're curious about, you know, what's wrong with saying this? Why is this okay? Those are the types of questions I often hear. And if they're asking me, knowing what I do as a gender educator, it tells me that they at least have a growth mindset, that they want to learn, they want to understand. They might see that there's a missing piece. Now, I don't believe a growth mindset always means that somebody is going to change the way they think about things. I think it means they're open to listening and learning and reflecting and taking it in. And really, that's all I can ask. And that's all I really do ask, to be honest with you. But I also created these courses with people in mind that I talk to, that they want to be gender inclusive. They want to serve all genders in the work that they're doing. And they're not sure how, or they're trying to, but I often see a lack of understanding, which comes off in the language they use and the wording they use and the phrases they use. And I can see many times that the intention is good, but I also can see the potential for much greater harm. And hear me out. This is what I mean. If people are like, all genders are welcome here, but you haven't done the work or the education, you're giving a false sense of security to people that think, okay, you know what you're talking about, you know what you're doing, you understand. Your intent is great, but it's not enough. You can do harm and even more harm for people think it's a safe place and it end up being not because of a lack of understanding, a lack of knowledge. So I want to help people because let's match your impact to your intentions. Let's gain a greater understanding. Again, it goes back to it's not a matter of memorizing terms, but really understanding gender, why those terms are used. Then it makes it easier for you to know how to represent yourself in the way that you intend to. So I've mentioned service providers, businesses, but I want to help. I know there's so many educators out there that want to support all their students. And they know that when a student is seen as their true selves for who they are able to show up better. They are able to be more successful in their learning because they don't have to worry about being seen. I also want to help healthcare providers who want to help their patients and know that there is a disconnect when they do not understand gender, when they use terminology that represents a lack of understanding, not just for gender, but for who their patient is. And I also want to help parents. I have so many parents talk to me, mainly parents of kids who are not transgender, non-binary. They're often parents of cisgender kids, so meaning not transgender or not non-binary. And they want either their parents of younger kids that they want to raise their kids in a very gender inclusive way to respect and honor gender diversity, to see the beauty of it, as well as I meet parents of older kids, especially those that have kids that might be of college age or beyond high school. And they find that their kids often know a lot more than they do about gender, and they feel like they're pretty knowledgeable, they're pretty accepting. Yet when their kids come home, they often are met with like, hey, you can't say that. What are you saying? And they don't understand. They don't feel like they can ask their kids because their kids are demonstrating a lot of judgment. I have to laugh a little bit because I don't think I was any different at that age. I do think I was very incredulous with the things my parents said, and I thought they were behind the times, and maybe it wasn't about gender, but it was about something. And first, I would just say to those parents, I think this is a part of many people's journey as parents, and I can help you. I can help you have better understand. I can create that safe place for you, not just for your learning, but for your ability to ask questions. Hey, why did they say I can't say this? What's wrong with this? And I can not just answer your question, but I can help you approach that conversation, even when you're feeling uncomfortable of your kids judging you and their response to you. I will help you turn that situation into one where it can be more open to communication and create a connection, to be honest. And that would be so amazing, wouldn't it? Instead of feeling like you're being pushed away, feeling like you could bring them in. So yes, you're like, you might be thinking, wow, Shannon, you're talking about a lot of people. Yes, I've been doing this for over a decade. I have helped so many people. I've helped journalists. I've helped communities. I've helped educators, healthcare providers. I've helped national organizations, medical organizations with their language. I've helped a lot of people, and I want to bring that help and make it accessible for as many people as I can. And so I'm starting that with my Gender 101, the basic understanding that I'd recommend everybody to do, and then going from there, from creating pronouns painlessly. I'll create classes specifically for certain people, like creating a gender inclusive business, or how to raise your child to celebrate and understand gender diversity, as well as creating a welcoming space for students, and many, many more. So if you're interested, if you want to learn more about what I offer, get on the waitlist, go to engenderlove.com/courses, and you will find a form to sign up and get on the waitlist. Getting on that waitlist will let you know as soon as the courses are available in early April and allow you a chance to sign up to get those courses. Again, the first course that will be released will be Gender 101, and the second one will be Learning Pronouns Painlessly. So if you want to know when those are ready to be purchased and viewed, go to engenderlove.com/courses and begin your journey to understanding more, to having your questions answered, and to being the person you want to be in your work, in your family, and in your life. If you have that growth mindset I talk about in regards to gender, this is for you. You do not want to miss out.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of Engender Love. If you have more questions, visit my website at engenderlove.com. You can contact me, sign up for my newsletter, or schedule a time to meet and see how I can support you. Have a great week and continue to engender love.